Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all and thank you for joining the line to Prophetic Miracle Ministries Prophecy Open Line. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all that's waiting in the switchboard and those that are listening live via internet. Let me just say quickly, I have some funny to tell you, but let me just give you the contact information if you need to get in contact with me. You can find me on social media, facebook.com/ Ellen Bynum page, lowercase i. Or you can reach me at the ministry webpage at Prophetic Miracle Ministries at gmail.com. Now just check all my messages, and you all are definitely encouraged to call me. What I wanted to make you laugh about, here my development, they're cutting grass and dark. Now, there's light in the development, but I'm sitting here, 6:01, for a little after that, they're cutting grass in the dark. I say, Lord, do you need me to open up my window to give them a prophecy? Well, God said, leave them alone. They got work to do. So I'm sitting here trying to figure that one out, and I know God will help me, lead me along the way. Also, I know one of my regular callers, we were talking on Wednesday, and I know she was mentioning to me that she spoke to me on Sunday. She said October 25th, but I kept saying October 28th, and I just want to let her know that she was correct and I was in error of that date. So those that are listening on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you know what I'm talking about. So what I'm going to do is open up the lines. I'm going to do it a little different tonight. I want to talk to area code 805. God bless you, and thank you for calling into the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I'm sleeping problems, but I'm going to try acupuncture, see if that'll help.
Well, you don't need acupuncture. I think you're just like me. When you carry so much message in the brain, it stores itself. And if you don't know how to lay down and release everything on a daily basis.
I have no problem falling asleep. I can fall asleep in 10 minutes. It's just that I wake up way too early in the morning and I only get 5 hours of sleep.
Oh, so okay, so you're getting right. I know some people only get 2 hours of sleep. I thought you were getting about 2 hours.
Oh, no, it's great. Oh, my God, I go through the whole day with my eyes burning.
Wow, just from 5 hours?
Yes.
Well, I need to come to you because I get about 2 hours of sleep. And in the morning, I'm like a zombie. Yeah,
I'm like a zombie throughout the day. I don't know how you do it on 2 hours. Wow.
Well, I know. It's grace to God, I tell you. Well, you know, if you're going to try the acupuncture, I tried it for several other things, and it's and it tends to be very effective. Medically, I don't have any knowledge on it, but if that's what's leading you to do the acupuncture, I'll definitely go ahead and do it.
Yeah, because I don't, you know, I tried Ambien for a while. That wears off and it doesn't work. I tried the over-the-counter sleep Dicedramine. That works for a while, and then it doesn't. And then now I'm trying, they say, a little cherry juice with walnuts at night or half a banana.
Right. Well, the thing about it, you're getting sleep. You're just getting up early. I don't know how to work around that. You know, you're getting 5 hours of sleep, you know?
Yeah.
You know, your brain has its own thing as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't feel rested or anything.
Well, you'll be okay. All right?
Yeah. Yeah. What I wanted to ask you is if you're picking up whether I'm going to meet somebody soon, because I don't want to... Oh, hold on. Hold on, I'm sorry. My earbud. I don't want to be alone. I'd like to be in a committed, loving relationship.
Well, I'll tell you what the Lord showed me. He showed me a closet full with junk. And what that means, spiritually, that there's still a closed door of unresolved issues as far as this relationship is concerned. I don't recommend to open another door until you can clear out the first door of your past, whether it's one person, two person in general, but I see that there's some issues that's not resolved in relationships for you. And the longer they're unresolved, that's the longer you will be alone. I can't say why, or maybe you're not aware, but there is some issues from your past that has your closet full.
I was in a pretty good relationship for 8 years, but he died. Yeah, and that was like 7 years ago.
Okay, that's not something easy to digest. Okay, that's just one issue. I want you to sit down and go all the way back. It furthers your life style allows you to. And I want you to write down things that happened that you were not happy about. And I want you to begin for the new year, 2016, you begin to work on those issues. Okay?
Yeah,
so that's what you need to do. Alrighty?
Okay.
And
as always,
I'll do that. Thank you. Yes, and thank you for calling into the show as well.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye now.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, God bless you all. If you're just joining me, this is the Prophetic Miracle or Prophecy Open Line. I'm going to open up the line to area code 212. God bless you, area code 212.
Hi, God bless you too.
How are you? What's
your name? I'm doing okay. I just wanted prayer for my parents. Both of them aren't doing so well, and right now my mom's in the hospital and she's in a lot of pain, and also my dad has an ongoing issue and he's in a lot of pain too, and it's hard because they live in another country and I'm not there.
To be supportive for them. All right, let me just say a short.
I'm glad that my brother is there with them.
Oh, your brother is here with them?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we're just going to pray that God is going to move on your mother that's in the hospital, whatever is going on, and your father and your brother, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask right now, God, that you first touch my sister, God. Father, touch her nerves, touch her her mind, her spirit, and her soul tonight, God. Father, I ask you to go all the way across country, God, and lay your hand upon her mother, God. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, even remember her dad, oh God. Father, I ask you to work on that issue, God, that he's going through right now, God. That, Lord, that you would give him a peace of mind enough to see you, Lord God. Father, I even ask you to pray on the brother that is there, and all the other family members that might be there, God, to give them strength on this hour and to watch over them, to guide them, and to lead them. Father, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, amen, and thank God. I want you to read. Do you have a Bible?
Yes.
Yeah. After the show, I want you to read Psalm 23. That's going to be
Psalm
for you.
23. Okay.
And Psalm 91 is going to be for your mother and your father.
Okay. So 91 for them. And
right. And 23 for you. You can read it as much as time God leads you to read it. You know, read
it.
I'm
always reading Psalm 91.
Oh, wow.
That's my prayer.
Okay. Definitely give me a call Monday and give me an update on them. Or you can leave a message at the ministry webpage.
Okay.
You have it?
Yes, I have it.
Okay. You know, just give us an update because, you know, people do listen to the show and they are concerned, you know, concerned people as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, was there anything else you wanted to ask me?
No, that's just basically it. I just wanted prayers for all of them.
Right. Well, I want you to be strong. Okay. I know it might seem like a crazy thing being so far and can't do anything, but I just want you to be strong. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And God bless you and thank you for calling into the show.
Thank you for your prayers and support.
Anytime. Anytime. God is so good. You know, I tell you, I thank God that I'm here by his grace to be able to pray and be a blessing to other people. You know, doing ministry, you know, it's not about how we feel and what we're going through. Doing ministry is just being faithful and dedicated to the Lord. So I thank God for that. I thank God for what he's going to do, and I thank God for what's on the way. I'm going to open up the phone line to area code 832, check and see how they're doing, and 347 as well. God bless you.
God, thank God for another day, and thank God for you.
Amen.
Yes. How you been?
We don't have time. Just keep us in your prayer. We have the homegoing service of our little cousin tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. So we thank and praise God, and your God will bring us to it.
Yes. Yes, he sure will.
Amen.
Okay? And keep me in your prayers as well.
We will. And thank God for you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Love you more.
God bless you. God bless you, Erico 843. How are you?
Fine.
How are you today?
I'm fine, and you?
Okay. What do we need to talk about?
I just called in and listened to the show.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. I know you have called in before. That's very sweet of you. I pray that you are receiving something from the show as well. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
But I'm here. If there's anything you want to ask me or something you wasn't sure about, I'm here to be a blessing to you as well.
No, ma'am. I just called in to listen.
Okay. Well, I love that. God bless you, and thank you for that, and may God continue to be with you, guide you, and lead you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. That's one of our callers that have our call in before. What I would like to do, actually, this is my first Friday. And what I would like to do, not all the time, you know, we'll have callers calling in and, you know, it's Friday, people got paid, you know, so much on the agenda that people are doing. But I want to say this and also leave you with this. You know, it's so easy to complain about the littlest thing that seems so great. And it's so easy to complain about the littlest thing that seems so great. Yet I think about all Jesus had been through when he was here and put here by God for ministry. What such obedience through the pain, through the agony, through not knowing, and the list goes on, but Jesus remained committed to the Father. What am I saying? I'm saying this to you. The greater your circumstance, the greater your blessing. If you got a little bump on your neck, well, God bless you. Give some warm compress and press on that and pray. And baby, go on. You'll be better in the morning. But if you're really going through something where the enemy is whooping your butt and pulling you left and right and got every barrel on his ammunition of his gun to take God's people out, I'm here to tell you to stand. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. This is for somebody that's listening via internet. This is your prophecy tonight. This is for the people on the switchboard and those that will come later in the archives. Hang in there. If you got to cry and pray, hang in there. Don't let your circumstance become your condition. And don't let your condition become your life. God knew all about it before the day came. God knew when and what was going to happen and what was going to take place. I want you to hang in there. See, we don't get these talks too often, because as leaders, our life is automatically looked at to be perfect. But I'm here to tell you, if you're truly walking a Christian walk with the Lord, your life is not perfect. And if you're truly walking a walk with the Lord, then every demon in hell should be on top of your neck and your back. If the devil ain't bothering you, then I question your walk. In fact, I question who you are tonight. I have come to learn in my most vulnerable hours that the only person that knows you better than yourself and that will be there for you is the Lord. Hang on. Stand in there. I don't know about the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, joy comes in the morning, but it's greater than that. Weeping and joy comes at night too. Joy is not just the morning. Joy can be all through the day. Take the hand of God and walk with him. And if you don't know how to find his hand, pick up his word. And if you pick up his word and carry his word, you begin to know who he is. Who is this for tonight? I don't know. But if God gave me the word for you, then God knew you needed to receive the word. As the Spirit of the Lord has spoken, this broadcast now in its conclusion. Make sure you all come back Monday and Wednesday and Friday of every week at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And join in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking on this hour. God bless you all on the switchboard, those that are listening via internet, those that will come in the archives and listen. When God is finished talking, so am I. God bless you all, and I love you, and I hear from you all on Monday. God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live for Prophetic Miracle Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all.